First up in the news this week, Theresa May raised the issue of climate change with Donald Trump during his recent state visit to the UK. This comes as scientists from the University of Bristol are saying that limiting extreme global warming could prevent thousands of people dying from the effects of high temperatures.
They claim that to achieve this, every country needs to ramp up its climate commitments to reach the Paris Agreement's target of limiting the global temperature increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius. By looking at cities in the US, this is the first study to examine the human mortality cost if global warming goes above 2 degrees. Phil Sansom spoke to the paper's lead author, Eunice Lowe.
Hundreds to thousands of heat-related deaths could be avoided if we limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. It's a substantial number. Based on the current climate commitments, we are probably heading toward 3-degree warming. So this is way higher than the 1.5 or 2 degrees within the Paris Agreement. And so our study looked at what would be the public health benefits of increasing our climate action to achieve the Paris Agreement's goal.
So what exactly did you do?
We have data from the period of 1987 to 2000 of daily temperature and also daily counts of mortality of 15 cities in the United States.
Well, all US cities?
Yes, all US cities, and they're all rather populated, or they're major US cities. Part of the funding for this paper was from the Union of Concerned Scientists in the United States, and also the United States have more reliable health data and weather station data than many other places in the world. So that was another reason why we chose to study the United States.
Okay, so you had this data from the 15 cities. What did you do with it?
We found relationships between temperature and mortality. So we were able to then say, for example, at 25 degrees Celsius in New York City, what is the mortality risk? And so with this relationship, we combined it with future climate projections to estimate future mortality levels.
It's as simple as that, huh? You could just find the relationship and then apply it to, you know, what we know about future temperatures.
There's a lot more complexity in the modeling side of things. We have created scenarios that describe the 1.5 degree, 2 degree, and 3 degrees world to create the results. We have found that hundreds to thousands of heat-related deaths that would occur in the current trajectory of 3-degree world that could be avoided if we limit global warming to 1.5 degrees. So essentially, these many deaths could be prevented if we increase climate action.
I guess it seems like a lot in itself, but in a city of maybe millions of people, a thousand people isn't that many. Do you think that's like the full picture?
I still think this is a significant result, because obviously we wouldn't want huge increases in heat-related mortality in a warming world. And hundreds to thousands of people per city in a certain year is kind of a lot, in my opinion.
Are there any other factors that weren't included that could potentially make things easier or could make things worse?
Yeah. We have based our study on current population and not included any, you know, population growth in the future. And we also haven't included an aging population in our study. People who are 65 years old or above are more susceptible to heat-related mortality than younger people. So these factors could increase our estimates in terms of the number of heat-related deaths. But on the other hand, if there were future adaptation measures, for example, if there is better healthcare or there's an improved early warning system for extreme high temperatures or heat waves, then these adaptation measures could also reduce the number of heat-related deaths. And so the takeaway message here is that regional adaptation is also very important and could prevent exacerbation of or large increases in heat-related mortality in the future.
Sobering research that, and absolutely vital. That was Eunice Lowe speaking to Phil Sansom, and you can read that study in the journal Science Advances.